Four police officers are in hospital after two separate events within 24 hours in Auckland. Police shot and killed a man in West Auckland after he opened fire on them and injured three officers. Last night, an officer was seriously injured after being hit by a car while putting down spikes to stop it. The police commissioner says it's been a challenging time for officers, especially in Auckland, but says they're very much in control. Jordan Bond and camera operator Marika Habazi have the story.
A suburban street, 8:30 on a Monday morning. The sound of gunshots ring out as a helicopter flies overhead. On the side of the road, a group of armed police stand braced at the entrance to a property. Then, more gunshots.
I think one of the police has been injured.
That was from a video taken by a witness on Danube Lane in Glen Eden. For over half an hour before those gunshots, the highly trained armed offenders squad tried to negotiate with the man to drop his weapon. He didn't, instead shooting at police before officers fired back and shot him dead. Police Commissioner Andrew Costa says he could not ask for more in the way officers dealt with the situation.
It's far too early to say what learnings might come out of the reviews that will take place. But on the face of it, our police staff engaged professionally. They were very patient in the way they negotiated with this man, and they effectively resolved the situation when it broke down. I couldn't ask for more than that.
Andrew Costa says there's so far nothing to indicate this was gang-related after a few recent incidents in West Auckland. Whatever it is, it's too much for some locals. This woman lives nearby and her mother lives even closer on Danube Lane itself.
Too close to home, it's too close. It's going on too often. Every second day there's something about a shooting or a stabbing or something. It's too much. I mean, we just want to get the hell out of Auckland.
The Union for Police Officers says gun violence is now a daily occurrence and the job increasingly risky. The Vice President of the Police Association, Mike McRandall, says this incident is a tragedy all round, both for the family of the man killed and the officers and their families. He says gun violence is increasingly common. Data suggests an average of three firearm incidents every day this year in Auckland alone.
There are incidents daily. Innocent members of the public have been caught up in the gun violence. Some of that can be, you know, inter-gang type warfare sort of situation. It's just tragic, and we're witnessing a policing environment that is progressively more and more dangerous.
He says with this risk, it's no surprise to the association that the majority of its frontline members think they should be armed.
Well, you can't call anything routine in modern policing these days. One of the most risky situations you go or get involved in every day, police all around New Zealand are stopping vehicles for various reasons, but you just don't know what you're going to potentially get confronted with, and we're seeing so many firearms.
The local Auckland councillor, Linda Cooper, says the council supports the police with whatever they need as they bravely do a risky job. She's concerned with incidents so close to home.
I mean, that would worry anybody, but I think it's not just in West Auckland, is it? Things are happening on the North Shore and the South Auckland. And I mean, I think everybody's worried about that. But I think at the moment, this is something that the police need to deal with, and they need to deal with it very effectively.
The police are trialling what they call a tactical response model, which includes more training for officers in high-risk situations. Two districts, Northland and Central, will have a full trial of the model, while counties Manukau and Waikato will test a pared-back version. The commissioner reiterated earlier this month the New Zealand police will remain a generally unarmed force.